but I just started. I just learned how to play Dungeons & Dragons, and hopefully soon I'll start it. I collect horror comics. I really have an extremely small collection right now, but I like reading them. Pretty interesting. I'm a big fan of Roald Dahl. If you're not familiar with him, he wrote, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but... and many other books that I read. I'm on the school speech team. This is so stupid. I'm sure you care, but I don't care. Okay, my future plans, let's see. My main goal is to get out of the country, because I hate it. I want to go to Canada. I want to go to Degrassi High. But I don't know if you know what that is. It's a great TV show, and it seems like a really cool school. I'd like to travel the world with an unlimited supply of money. Quite the fantasy. But this summer, I think I'm going to Austria on a school program, because I met a bunch of Austrians came to our school, and I met one, and I'm madly in love with him. But he doesn't know that, but I'm going to Austria in search of him. Let's see, what else? My future plans, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, and I really don't care, which is kind of sick, blah, scary, since I am a junior in high school. I get okay grades. Supposedly gifted person, but that's obviously a lie, since I've been getting D's and F's on all the tests I take this week. But, hey, my biggest fears are, let's see, pain, going to the doctors, long distance running, bugs, I hate bugs. Let's see, my favorite movies. I think Dead Poets Society is amazing. Dead Poet Society, that I can't even say it. I think it's amazing. I mean, that's pretty typical for teenagers, but it really was very important to me. I also like some stupid musicals like Oliver, Grease, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, stuff like that. The Last Unicorn was a beautiful movie. Tomorrow night, I'm very excited. Fantasia is coming out in the movie theaters. Tell you about my friends. I hate them. They're obnoxious, all they chew. My friends, the biggest thing in their life is trying to be different, which is stupid because the more you try, the dumber you look. But everyone seems to get off on it. That's why I hate this place. Okay, let's see what else. Of course, my best friend, the only one I like, moved to Connecticut, which is always good. I have a younger sister. She's 9. That is a pain. What else? You know, I really can make this a lot more interesting. I'm creative. Like, believe me. But I'm pretty bad at showing my creativity. Like, say, for instance, because my best friend is, like, Miss Creativity. She's Miss Punk Rock, and everybody thinks she's just, like, the most amazing thing in the world. And she happens to be the director for the variety show in my school. And I helped her write the skits. I co-wrote them with her. I didn't help her. And I'm getting, like, a shit bit of credit for it. And I hate it. And that's why I'm very bad at expressing my creativity, even though I have a lot of it. Okay. Tune my own horn there. Let's see. I think I'll play you a lovely Descendants tune. I don't know how old you guys are. I don't know if you even care. I mean, for all I know, you're, like, Jan Brady's grandparents, and you're, like, 90 years old. I don't know. But I will play this song.
WRCT Pittsburgh. We gotta go to Insurrection Night. How beautiful she was. She broke through for the door day. She caught me on the with the martial beat of Ghost and Water Door Yellow Gate. What time can it be? What time can it be but the Pittsburgh Banjo Club time, the radio calendar time? And again, the stunning and stellar and single item for your inspection is our beloved Pittsburgh Banjo Club. I love these people. Stop by, won't you? The Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and the 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, Chapter 339, and that's on 400 Cedar Avenue in the North Side. Food and refreshments are available. Nice people, those Banjo Club people. Reservations, however, must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. Call 412-321-1834 for reservations. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's take a look and see what else is happening, is afoot in the city of Pittsburgh. Okay, let's see. Let's see, musically speaking, what's going on. Okay, today, the 23rd, at 7 p.m. at the Roboto Project, we have Time's New Wrestlers, plus Before You Leave, plus Head Footer, and plus Fake Grave. At 7 p.m. at the Seneca Valley High School, we have the Grass Gals. At 8 p.m. at the Government Center, we have Local Weatherman, Death Cat, Isaiah Small, parenthetically, Jack Swing. Friday, tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Moondogs, you have Nowhere Wolves, Beach Boys, ID, Take Me With You, and The Perishables. 8 p.m. at the Government Center, you have E.T., Gina Gori, Ill-Fitting Party, and Planet Baby. 8 p.m. at Mr. Small's Theater, you have Langhorne Slim and Oliver Wood. At 8 p.m. at the Thunderbird, you have Yam Yam with Paging Dr. Moon. Let's go into Saturday. 7 p.m. at Funhouse at Mr. Small's, you have John Bygone, and it's a single release show with Bad History Month, Break Run, Davy Jones Locker. At 7 p.m. at the Roboto Project, you have Jockey with Where the Fourth Cynthia Blooms and the Eds and the Dagwoods. 8 p.m., Government Center, you have Creedmoor's, Harry Von Zell's, all right, and Love Ethic. At 8 p.m., Mr. Small's Theater, you have Lotus, wow, with DJ U Lock. At 8 p.m., you have at the Pittsburgh Winery, Xenia's Garden with Central Flow, Heading North, and Mere Mortals. 8 p.m. at Thunderbird, you have Meeting of Important People, Tiny Wars with Poster Children. So, friends, that was the WRCT's music calendar. If you or your organization would like to post an event on our calendar, please send an email to music-calendar@wrct.org. Now, also remember to send those notices at least 1 week in advance of the event date and include the venue, artist name, date, time, and short description. So again, this is Dr. Nomia. Welcome to Wound Liquor. And today's fear that we are underscoring, that I am underscoring, I hope you too, is the fear of exposing one as being a dumbass, something we all share. And let me kind of personalize this, because I can spend all day talking about why you're a dumbass, and I'm sure you can do the same for me, possibly, but let me beat you at it, okay? I, like a lot of my generation, are physical music collectors. I have a lot of music. A lot of music. And the problem is, you reach a certain saturation point where you can't listen to everything that you've acquired. You know, I don't buy new strictly. I buy used. I go to thrift stores. I get them used. And the thing is, I mean, I have so much music, that physical music, that if I try to listen to a album a day, I would be dead maybe 200 years past that point. You know, something just doesn't make sense. It's sort of fetishistic in having a collection. I know, say, on Farce Book, where they have collectors groups where they have walls and walls of records, and it's just one person, and he or she has acquired all this stuff, and you know, even if they're younger, they're not going to listen to everything. So I am admitting to you right now, I am that kind of a doofus dumbass who has a lot of records and may never, ever, well, I've listened to most of them, I should say, but, you know, how many times can you repeat listen to it? You know, why do you have it? Anyway, it amuses me, too, where you have these puffed up, indulgent collectors, usually with a paunch and a beard, who will tell you, when I pass, they won't say when I pass because nobody likes to talk about their mortality, this will all go to my children. Well, you know what? Your children don't give a damn about your physical record collection. I mean, I have kids and they don't care about that, you know, physical media stuff. You know, it's not there for them, and that's fine, you know. But these folks that are of my long in a tooth agedness, they figure that they've got a treasure trove. You know, this will somehow insulate their children against financial peril with their stunning, stellar record collection. And they don't care, really. And actually, if you have done any wheeling and dealings with trying to sell parts of your collection, you will find you're consistently, continuously ripped off. You know, your $200 Josephus album is going to go probably for like maybe $25, if that. You know, people don't care. They don't care. And you're a dumbass to think that they do. I mean, keep up this delusion if you want. I do. I certainly do. It provides some sort of comfort on that dark night of the soul. Anyway, I can go on and on. But, you know, honestly, just fess up. We're all dumb. We're all so stupid, and we need to kind of just look at the high road and try to be the best we can be. Now, again, I don't want to be really preachy about this. It's very easy to, because I have that old dad sense of things, that old dad sensibility, grandfather sensibility. But the idea is, I mean, again, you know, make yourself a kinder, nicer person. You know, admit your mistakes. All right, don't have to be this proudful, reticent, secretive muttonhead. Because again, you know, at some point, at a naked moment, we all just laugh and think what ridiculous creatures we can be. Right? Okay, enough preaching. Let's continue. Mix of tunes ranging from all kinds of genres and sounds. The Mix, Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. on
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Liquid means rewind. Liquid means rewind. A gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune in to Liquid Means Rewind on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to hear the finest selection of jazz, dub, reggae, house, techno, two-step, garage, jungle, and more. Hosted by Big Cashew, only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody, welcome.
One, two, stupid. Three, four, dumb. Five, six, idiotic. Seven, eight, seat me saint. Very stupid. Very stupid. Very stupid. Very stupid. I like Concord. And 180G. I like Pleasant Hill. No other possibility. Very stupid. 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 I like Arenda. And 409. I like Martinez. And all the green slime. I like Lafayette. When the weather is fine. And I like Contra Costa County. Almost all of the time. One, two, stupid. Three, four, dumb. Five, six, idiotic. Seven, eight, seat me safe.
This is it. I'm going to do it right now. Here we go.
Very stupid.
All right, people.
Very stupid. Very stupid.
First of all, I want you to raise your
stupid.
Hand.
Very
your
stupid.
Automatic garage
very
door
stupid.
Opener is
very
stuck.
Stupid. Very stupid. Very
second,
stupid. Very
I want
stupid.
You to stand
very
on your left
stupid.
Leg.
Very
your
stupid. Very stupid.
Work.
Very stupid. Very stupid.
Third.
Very stupid.
I want you to grab
stupid.
Your right foot.
Very stupid.
Your left hand.
Very stupid.
And your
very
point.
Stupid. Very stupid. Very
fourth.
Stupid. Very
I want you to shake
stupid.
Your head.
Very stupid.
Like your
neighbor. Very stupid. Very stupid. Very stupid.
I want
very
you to put
stupid.
Your
stupid.
And now a message from the President of the United States. We'll be right back.
in the lotus, the light between the eyes. The seer flows like water, the deeper currents rise. A frozen stream is melting, the ancient waters flow. Evaporation tendencies join sunrise inner glow.
WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Bring the deck. Second verse. It's out down, 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 baby. I wanna ride. Let the fellas see what I got. All the fellas are riding my jock. Cause I got the dopest girl on the block. She's so fine, she's so cool. Got a body like a thing I'm baffled. All I wanna do is just run. Slip in a backseat with no sheets. In the backseat. Yeah, cause you're sexy, so sexy. Lady, you know it's so sexy, darling, in the backseat. Yeah, cause you're sexy, baby. In a backseat and lay you down. Oh, baby, yeah. Sing it, pretty baby. Oh, baby, yeah. I wanna ride. Let the fellas see what I got. All the fellas are riding my jock. Cause I got the dopest girl on the block, yeah, yeah, baby, yeah, cause you're sexy, so sexy, baby. sexy baby. Brothers between the sheets, I want it with no sheets, baby.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows, even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. To understand, you know too soon, there is no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff with scorn. Suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece. The hollow horn plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel the moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. So don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma, I'm only sighing. Some worn victory, some downfall. Private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl. While others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. Disillusion, words like bullets bark as human gods aim for their mark. Make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored Christs that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred. Preachers preach of evil fates. Teachers teach that knowledge waits, can lead to $100 plates. Goodness hides behind its gates, but even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. And though the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games that you got to dodge. It's all right, Ma, I can make it. Advertising signs, they con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. You lose yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near. When a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy. Ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. But though the masters make the rules for the wise men and the fools, I got no nothing, Ma, to live up to. For them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in. While some on principles baptize to strict party platform ties, social clubs in drag disguise, outsiders they can freely criticize, tell nothing except you to idolize and say God bless him. While one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat race choir, bent out of shape from society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in. But I mean no harm, nor put fault on anyone that lives in a vault. But it's all right, Ma, if I can't please him. Old lady judges watch people in pairs, limited in sex they dare, to push fake morals, insult and stare. While money doesn't talk, it swears. Obscenity, who really cares? Propaganda, all is phony. While them that defend what they cannot see with a killer's pride, security, it blows their minds most bitterly. For them that think death's honesty won't fall upon them naturally, life sometimes must get lonely. Collide head on with stuffed graveyards, false goals I scuff at pettiness which plays so rough. Walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick my legs to crash it off, say okay I've had enough, what else can you show me? And if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. But it's all right, Ma, it's life and life only.
We'll be right back. they're translated into waves. The wave theory of involvement. In other words, referring to what I choose to call and what has been called the wave theory.
Yes, but in this case, waving, undulating, shaking, vibrating, waving, undulating, shaking, vibrating bodies so that they can shake in time the messages of shake our message out of ourselves and shake our message into someone else or some other receiver, and therefore acknowledge the messages. Each can acknowledge the other message.
People say our country is facing polarization like never before. At Inform Your Community, we're on a mission to change that narrative. We believe that even in disagreement, we can find common ground and work towards solutions with respect. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate, bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you most. At informyourcommunity.org, we foster an environment of civility and respect. Here, we value productive dialogue over hostility and strive for understanding. To learn more about a movement that believes in the power of respectful discourse to heal our communities and address crucial issues that you care about, please visit informyourcommunity.org. We have a motto at Inform Your Community: civility, not hostility.
Oh, Mr. Boom. Please tell us why you had to...
Measles. Say
what you want.
Blue jean, I just need a girl with blue jean.
What would you say
if you were monkey on a string?
What would you do?
Special love I have for you.
Been like,
come on, gang, it's me. Sing the song along with me.
Jeans, white shirt.
People, don't you know? Don't you know? What's up, my time? Can you hear the jam is pumping while you taste the piece of
meat?
Many different flavors, and the spice is
great.
Getting to the hot up, let me pour a little
sip.
Crystal persuasion.
better swing.
Just too
marvelous,
too
marvelous
for words.
We do okay forever in blue jeans.
The mumps sponge have run away. The mumps sponge are here to stay. The mumps sponge
with roses for a
blue.
She wore
blue
velvet. Mr.
Blue.
You hear mysterious feet at night, then the
monsters
are following you.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.